or good afternoon. You know, it's my pleasure to introduce Shane Ray as the newest Denver Bronco. As I commented on last night and said last night, we're thrilled to have Shane here. And I was just chatting with him upstairs, and as I said, I'm not sure that he was thrilled that he fell to 23, but we sure are. And I feel like we really got a tremendous football player that's not only had a tremendous college career, but we really look forward to him to having a tremendous career here in the NFL and starting here with the Denver Broncos. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce Shane Ray as our newest Denver Bronco.
How's everybody doing? Excellent.
Yeah, Shane. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Good. With DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller already on the team, have you talked about how you're getting on the field or where you're fitting?
Not yet, but more importantly, I'm just excited to be able to come in and learn from two, a current great in Von Miller and a legend in DeMarcus Ware. And I'm so excited to be able to be under their tutelage and be able to step my game up and learn from them.
Shane, have you gotten the introductory text from Peyton Manning? He's a manic texter.
No, I haven't heard from Mr. Peyton yet.
What were your thoughts last night, now that you've had sort of a night to think about it, but as you're coming down the board, wondering where you're going to end up, what can you say about that now as you've had a night to sleep on it?
You know, I can honestly say the moment, there's so many emotions going on at the time, sitting in the green room and, you know, pick by pick, you know, my name wasn't being called, and, you know, I really didn't know where I was going to end up and where my future was going to be. And, you know, the Broncos decided to give me an opportunity. And when my phone rang and I saw the area code number and I answered the phone, words couldn't describe how happy and excited I was to come here and to be part of such a great organization and to begin my career here. And, you know, I'm just so ready to start. And whatever this team needs for me to do, I'm ready for it.
Was that the reality moment when you saw the area code come in, or perhaps was it as you landed or walked into this building and saw the Broncos stuff all over? When was the reality moment that I'm in the NFL?
I would say it was this morning when I woke up. You know, my mom was actually just joking with me about it. But I told her, I said, Mom, I woke up and I put on my jersey and my Broncos hat and I ran around my room and said, I'm a Bronco. You know, it's a great feeling. It's amazing to, you know, finally be a pro and, of course, to be part of such a great organization. You know, things couldn't have worked out better for me.
Shane, as a pass rusher, the scouting report says you might have the best first step quickness. How would you describe yourself as an edge rusher, and what do you think was your, you know, kind of your best attribute rushing the passer this past season? Is probably the top guy in college, at least statistically.
I think as an edge rusher, you know, with my game, I just really try to be relentless and nasty and just bring a consistent level of effort and, you know, try to be as athletic as possible. And coming here with guys like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware and actually being able to learn from them, I feel like I can, you know, attribute my game and just become even better and produce for this team.
Yeah, Shane, hate to bring up a tough topic with your mom in the room, but, you know, you said the incident that happened Monday, it, you know, would never happen again. You know, why should the Broncos and the Bronco fans, anybody else, believe you?
You know, I think in life, everyone makes mistakes. And, you know, unfortunately, I made a terrible decision on Monday, which could have possibly cost me my career. But with that happening, I also realized that this could be taken away from me at any point in time. And just the feelings that I had when I felt like everything was over, I never want to feel that again. And I can assure people that I won't jeopardize my career, and I'll continue to grow as a person and also strive to be the best pro I can be on and off the field.
Shane, with your toe injury, are you sure that you're not going to need surgery? And secondly, how long do you think it'll be before you're able to show, you know, out here on this field, all your talents and with the toe being fully healed?
From the reports that I've had from the doctors, you know, they say that I didn't need surgery. And the case of the injury was just I haven't had time to heal, you know, trying to train for my pro day, combine, and, of course, traveling and doing workouts for teams. I haven't been able to give myself the medical attention that I need. And I think that being here, I'll receive that, and I think I should be ready to go as soon as possible. I don't really know the time frame on how long it'll take, but I feel like by the season I'll be ready to go out there and attack quarterbacks.
Shane, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier in this conversation. I think Peyton Manning turned pro when you were 5, and he became MVP when you were 10. I mean, you've seen him growing up since you were a little kid. Do you address him as Mr. Peyton, or do you address him as Peyton or Manning, or how do you address a guy like that?
You know, I don't really know. I think in my mind, because I'm so used to growing up watching Peyton Manning and, you know, how great he is as a quarterback. I mean, he's been my favorite quarterback growing up, I mean, of my time. And, you know, that's in my mind, that's Mr. Manning. I don't think I would feel right calling him Peyton.
Shane, you mentioned at the combine that you tried to model your game after Von Miller. What did you like about him in terms of watching him, and when did you first take notice of what Miller does?
You know, when I look at Von Miller, you know, I see a guy, you know, he's a great athlete, has a lot of speed and power, and, you know, he uses his skill set very well, and so does the defense in moving him around and being versatile in what he can do. And, you know, I tried to model my game after that and show people I could be the same. And, you know, to be able to be here and play next to a guy like that and learn from him, you know, I feel like it can only help me so much, and I can't wait to go out there and chase quarterbacks with him.
Shane, a lot has been documented about your personal life. Can you explain to us how vital your mom has been and why she may be the reason you're standing here today?
Yes, definitely. I mean, my mom, you know, I don't know everyone's situations, but my mom sacrificed everything for me at every point in time in my life, especially, you know, through high school and college, just to make sure I was successful. And even with what happened Monday, you know, my mom backed me, supported me, and told me that we were going to face this and not run from it, you know, the incident that occurred. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better support system. And, you know, of course, I can repay my mother by showing her that I'll make better decisions and that I won't have an issue like that again.
Shane, you dropped, you slid down the draft board, but you are signed by a team, or you'll be signed by a team that has 6 Pro Bowlers on defense. It's kind of a Super Bowl-ready kind of roster. Do you think maybe it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise that you slipped to this situation and can join a team that is as good as this one?
Definitely. You know, I feel like sometimes things in life happen for a reason, and I don't really know exactly, you know, what my purpose, exactly God's purpose for me in life is, but you know, what happened, and for me to be able to have a mistake, you know, a setback that happened, and to be able to be drafted by the Denver Broncos and given such a great opportunity, I think it was a minor setback for a great comeback. And, you know, I take this with so much seriousness, and, you know, I just really just want to give everything that I can to this team. And with it being a Super Bowl caliber team, I want to help win championships.
You've paid some great tribute to your mom here in the last couple minutes. I'm a father of college-age kids. How did that phone call go with your mom on Monday?
You know, it was emotional. When I got home, I talked to my mom. You know, my mom just, you know, started crying. And when something like that happens, you know, you understand that it was a sense of disappointment. But even through that, you know, she said we were going to get through it, and she backed me. And you know, that's all anybody could ask for is forgiveness when they make a mistake. And my mom forgave me, and we're moving past it.
Okay, thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
Oh.